Apple support. If you're ready to speak to an advisor, press 1. To reschedule this call, calls are recorded for quality and training. If you prefer not to record it, press 1.
Hi, Amanda. Alex Okin, OKIN. I'm sorry, you broke up there.
Hi, can you please verify your email address?
Yes, alexokin1@gmail.com. Yes, my app has been rejected several times, and the new barrier seems a bit insurmountable, as in the function isn't coming across quite in the order that I would hope that Apple and the reviewers that... I'm not sure if it is one singular reviewer or if... multiple beta tests have been performed as far as my week of rejection about every day, now leading me to just search for clarification. And I have filed a case already regarding the usefulness, but I don't believe even in my description of why the app is useful, why it's new and functional. And of course, there can always be more functionality, but I believe given what I offer and as far as being a qualified CPA, and my brother has a Cornell degree with labor relations, and this is an app for labor assistance, and I'm being told that it's just not robust or useful. So it's kind of disheartening, especially this is my first app and kind of a unfortunate experience. I'm not sure if you can shed some light or connect me with some assistance for this very urgent matter. It's kind of sidelining everything that I would hope to get done as far as my career and as a developer. Just having the app on the store is really... it's so paramount. I can't begin to say how a quick resolution would really like change things in my life. Please.
Okay, so just so I understand correctly,
your
app has been rejected several times, and you're hoping for some assistance on surviving that rejection.
Yes.
Okay, what's your app? What's
the name
of your app?
Googet. GET. Like go get, like go out and get them. But there's also websites like Getter, so it's kind of a play on words.
Okay, I found the app here. Let me take a look at a page.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
And I've already, it looks like they've scheduled a call.
They never did really call. That's kind of been going on also for over 5 days. Is there any way I can convey to you maybe aspects that are not as apparent, or if we can maybe just discuss out loud the general purpose and how it differs in their interpretation, and if that's something maybe you can notate? Are you able to send information to them? I know you can't clarify with me, but if we can arrive at some understanding that would aid in my work with them. Because I think it's a bit of a miscommunication. I did submit an appeal already. Oh, so it's been one person I've been communicating with this whole time. Because I'm not, so there are several aspects, and now I have an incomplete error, but it is interesting how I had to make my app less complete in order to solve the, you know, the account deletion requirement as of 6:30, of course, how you needed to offer that. I deleted the ability to make accounts so that I don't have in-app, I don't have purchasing as far as any services anymore in the app, so it's more of a hub instead of a marketplace. But they keep saying now it's insufficient as a hub and it's incomplete. So I'm not sure if what I had changed to circumvent the having accounts guidance now, if that is impacting this, or if this is an entirely separate issue, which it's very nebulous or abstract in the way that I know that is standard from what I've seen on forums. People just really get that same line that is being broken, but I'm not sure if what I had to do to solve the last issue with now I removed accounts, which precludes purchases on the app, if that is what they're referring to as far as in lack of interactivity or completeness. Or if it's something that would have been lacking interactiveness and completeness alone, even if I did have those features. So it is quite, I'm sure talking to them would clear that up, but they really haven't called me back or discussed when that would be anymore. Do you think they'll still call me even though I've resubmitted and... I can't really submit any new versions given that would interfere with the appeal. So I am a little hands tied right now.
Yeah, basically now you'll just have to allow some time for the review board to review the appeal
yeah.
and for the reviewer to call you because that offer was already posted for you in the abstract.
Okay, it even helps clear knowing that I'm just dealing with one individual, that I have the basis and it wasn't like multiple different sources that were saying kind of conflicting information, that because the way it was revealed, is it typically that they'll only list one or two of the most glaring problems, and if you solve those, then they list more after that? That was kind of how it seemed. Okay.
Of the guideline violation. It's more than what they'll list them all to let you know what the issues are.
Right.
You can take that information and resolve it.
Okay, because I was receiving a different guideline almost every day. I was fixing what I could and kind of taking off the app what I couldn't. But now that I'm receiving different guidance, I'm wondering if, because that would be a big clarifier, knowing I may have been able to fix the original impact of the accounts, but now the new solution that they need more interactivity, I'm not even sure if it would be more challenging to try and keep what I had previously or implement the new thing, which might be harder, but that's still like the old thing might not satisfy the new thing or vice versa. It is a little shaky as far as understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what time they call? Some the reviews were happening at like 4:30 a.m. I'm not sure if that's a policy or the time zone. And now the reviews have been happening at like 9 to 9:30 a.m. So like I was waking up at different times to. Yeah.
I can give that to the senior advisor and we can.
That might be helpful, actually.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you to a senior advisor, but just so we can get some movement on the call.
Thank you.
To get that.
Yeah, and I'm not looking to be like in conflict or any by any means with my reviewer. I totally understand the, guidelines, rulings, and I, of course, want to be in compliance. It's just, given the nature of how it's been like one day at a time with no callback and very minimal results, just added unknowing, it just isn't the most optimistic or enchanting of, I guess, development processes, since normally with code, you have to test out things all day, and you know immediately, more or less, if it's on, but if it's kind of like I'm finding out bad news at the end or beginning of every day, it really does add, like, extra condensation on top of an already kind of troubling, difficult process. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. You just come on, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay. knows when to invade me. Hi.
Hi, I have my senior advisor Colby on the line. Who's going to take it from here?
Thank you very much. Hi, Colby. How are you today? Yes. What was the name of the Connect rep that I'll be calling with?
Not entirely sure who's the name, but some of the
So I was also confused. Amanda had made clear that I'm likely dealing with only one representative on the app based on my week of back and forth. Okay. Yes. Do you know what days they, because they, first they said 3 to 5 days, and I know it hasn't been 5 business days, but it's almost been, it's been like, so I'm just not sure if I should expect it tomorrow. Usually between 10 a.m. To 3 p.m. works best. Eastern. Would it make sense to kind of have a preliminary discussion about the app so I'm more equipped when I'm speaking with them, or would that really, like, not fare really anything, do you think? Would it be helpful if you could, like, look at the app and maybe make something clear to me as far as, like, your interpretation of what their latest was about, if I explain to you, like, what I'm trying to accomplish, and then you say what they post, maybe you could tell me what it is you think that they thought, or if there's something I could make more clear, that way I'm more equipped when discussing with them. The most recent.
Yeah, they're going to give some knowledge.
Yeah. Okay, based on the interactions, do you think, like, there's a high possibility my app will, like, never see the light of day? Like, do you have any guidance on, like, how common it is for apps to, or is it just a matter of trying, or you just do it until it works? Like, I know it's kind of subjective.
Yeah, I feel it's a free app, but honestly, any person
There's something else. Oh, if God forbid I, like, this is also supposed to be, like, a feature of my portfolio, like, the way I sell myself in the world, and a reflection of work I've done, and my way of connecting in the future. Like, I do need it on a timely scale, like, is, because I will, like, need to be, like, whether it's this or another website that I have, and I believe this can really only be done on an app, but I would have to use a website of the backup. Like, are there any situations where it's expedited if you really need it for, like, potential business you want to interact with, or, like, jobs? Okay, and since I Yeah. Okay. For the calls, they never asked me as far as my availability, and I bet money that I'm on a different time zone than them based on when they respond. So, like, how would it work if, like, they try to call me at 5 a.m. and I'm asleep? Okay. Okay. So, let's say worst case scenario, I can't find a common ground, and it's just a disaster to develop what it is that they need, or it just won't match to specs no matter really what I do. Like, would I get a refund for my app developer? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just being first time, it all is kind of new as far as also, like, when it is they respond. I thought it would be a week from the first response, but I'm really glad, given that the feedback and corrections, it's not taking a week in between every change I have. That would be a disaster, really. Yeah, so it is actually very good that they're able to respond once a day. But I think the phone call should clear it up. Do you have any time frame as far as with the appeal when I would hear back from that?
That's your minute.
What was that?
I
filed it this morning. I submitted another one, but that was for a different problem that is kind of irrelevant at the current time. So the new one is from a couple hours ago. I'm just wondering when I would hear back.
So that, I mean, it's probably
Okay. And you don't think they'll take longer than by, like, Friday to reach out to me, since they did say 3 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really think talking to them will actually clear up many things at the current time. Yeah. Now, just as far as your managerial perspective, seeing the most recent, like, I was rejected now for screenshots, but those are so easy, obviously, since it just doesn't match my current version. But the big thing, the under functionality, that is a big one. I've seen that on the, like, many different websites, and for not having sufficiency, is there anything that maybe you can clarify for me? Or, like, I understand everything should leverage native iOS to the best of our abilities and showcase everything great that can be done on the web. If it could be on the web, then it shouldn't be an app. And I agree. And I do have some unique features. I just, I'm a little disengaged or unenlightened by feeling as though the app was highly functional and useful for someone in that position. So I just can't imagine a world where it doesn't offer its intended user core functionality, especially given the networking capability. Not as far as, like, interpersonally, but what my service offers, and me with CPA and managerial consulting with labor relations, my brother being a graduate of that school in Cornell for labor law, that we offer, like, top-notch quality and functionality as far as what users would need reaching out back to us. And, like, to say it's not functional, it doesn't really get to the core of what it is we're offering. So that was why, like, I just wanted to know, like, how to make that come across, or, like, if there's something I'm clearly missing about under functionality, if, like, something blatant and obvious that I didn't see. Because it is kind of a niche service, what I'm offering, but... Yeah. So you think it will be tomorrow, the call?
I think it will end later tomorrow. I'm hoping that there'll be a call you to them.
Would it be today, even? Okay. All right, then. I think I'm good for now, and, yeah. Like, what happens if it's, like, God forbid, an unsatisfactory call? Like, I don't think much was accomplished, or, like, I don't know. I'm just trying to... Yeah. Okay. And now, if I miss a call from them, do you know if it's a number I can just call back? Or is it kind of like a number?
Yeah, I'll give you a voicemail for
sure. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I can message
after practice. Okay, I was wondering if I would even hear from them still, given, like, the resubmittals and back and forth, but... assuming that they call, then,
yeah.
Okay. All right, good deal, Kobe. I think that handles it. Yeah.
Good deal. Let me go up now. I'm going to get
you. All right, that sounds well. All right, I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Bye. Grandma?
Hello.
Grandma.
I'm cold.
Oh, Grandma.
I don't feel well.
I'm suing Apple. I'm suing them for discrimination of retards. I said, do you want me to tell you what I sent them?
I don't understand you.
I'm going to show you the message.
I'm okay, but I just don't.
I was arguing with Mummy, and then I flipped, and I sent to them, I need to revise the appeal form. I listed no discrimination when, if I'm being honest, I think there is. I have Asperger's syndrome. You said I don't function. My app is to empower, help, guide, and entertain and offer high functionality to other job applicants with Asperger's. It is not easy for us. We are only able to work remote. We aren't useless. We have some brain. But no place will hire us or keep us. We frequently get fired and pushed around in corporate until we are out altogether. We are misunderstood and highly capable, just not in the current extent of the law and guidance of procedure. We are not dumb.
Who said that?
We're neurotypical. I believe the judgment on my app thus far being provision, not that is no value to people. Not only could I disagree more, but your ruling holds impartial, biased, and vast ludicrousity for one person to judge who likely doesn't suffer from this condition. What, in effect, would appeal to many people struggling to find work, like me, and really need a helping hand that clearly only I am seeking to provide. I don't believe you did this intentionally. However, should you continue this course, I believe you are impinging upon discrimination and unfair treatment of your developer based on a disability. I would never have gone this far if you treated me with dignity, class, sympathy, and some taste. However, it has been clear my months of hard work are squandered and you have taken away my ability to earn a living and find future work with nothing to show for my efforts. Why wouldn't I want to be on the App Store, Shock? They earn and attain twice as much as any other application hub. There is only one DaVinci. Again, I don't take your behavior as a harm or foul. Although, now you're really beginning to make me think this unconscious bias may potentially be more systematic. A large company of no autistic people. I've never seen it. However, companies discriminate these people against and minimization of their presence and impact at every decibel and potential fray. I think you're minimizing me. That ends, Michael. Here, with this app, today. Not only will I not stop in filing discrimination cases with your department internally, but will take legal action if necessary. Last, I heard a hard-working, smart, talented person can still earn a living in this country. Contrary to popolare bolivsar, you know? So now you tell me you really want to risk your team referenced on the cover of CNN. I look forward to our call. And I'm suing them for $10 billion as 1% of equity diluted lot. What $1 trillion my industry business would have been. So that's it. I'm suing Apple. I love you. I like you.
Boy, you're a smart boy.
And the day I was born,
I'm proud of you.
Whoa, that thing battered out. Walla, 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 that thing is battered out. Take me love, went down, and gave me high, yeah, down. All of that thing battered out. Tell over. How was that one, my love? Good.
You want to
speak to Sue? She's in Maine. I'm going to pay her a visit.
You want to go to Florida?
Yeah, I want to lay down and die. Like that kid far by. You know, my friend died. Well,
who's that?
The gay dude who tried to bluff me.
Who are you?
One kid from my crew deaded me. And he deaded us all, really. But now his gay, faggot, gambling, tranny, married brother died in West Virginia of a pain pill OD, and their uncle died last week. I'm so sorry. I love you too. My dear, I heard you were crying to Julia on the phone with Mommy this evening. I heard you were crying all along, and she texted everyone. Sue got her vaccine and she did not feel well in bed. She didn't want to talk. I just hope all good with the... Mark has COVID for the Pfeiffer.
Takes money?
Yes.
How much?
$500. Just to hold me over till I see them.
What? How much?
$500. 500.
How much?
$50.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that is your welcome
for? No.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah. It was cool.
Did you thank him?
I sent them a card.
Thank you, that's nice.
I know.
Oh,
I like you.
Okay, Alex.
Go.
Nice.
Go, go.
So what are you planning on doing?
I'm going to go to the biotech company and try to work for the chip in their brain. They are down the street. And Musk is trying to buy them, so I figure they must be good. And they mapped out 400 miles of blood vessels in the human brain, and they're going to put nanobots inside. So I figure they're my key to immortality, because SNL clearly isn't saving me. So I just transfer onto the fucking motherboard, and we find.
When are you going, Abby?
Next week.
Are you going to Florida first?
You can come.
What part of Florida?
Gloria's, the Glades. Gloria's, my love.
Gloria's in Europe.
I know. Italy. Italia. She sent me a card.
Yeah, she's in Europe.
I like it.
Yeah, but what could she do for you?
A room and a place to wait. Yeah, I'm going to sue Apple for $10 million. I love you, too.
Okay, honey.
I love
you.
I sent that to them.
Calling.
They're fucked.
And we'll talk more in the afternoon. I can talk better.
I know.
Okay?
I like you.
I love you.
Good.
Good night, sweetheart. Bye-bye, darling.
I miss you. See you soon. Oh, the 14s came out today. Introducing... the Weird Apple commercial.